the only show that turns everything into inappropriate innuendo. This is Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, Buckeyes on a Friday nighter in Evanston. Massive favorites for good reason. Jerry DiNardo, Big Ten Network, jumps on now. Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Welcome back, Jerry. How you been?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Yeah, so are we, because we got a football team that's got the talent and they've got the focus. And right now they have the execution of a national title contender for sure. Here comes Wisconsin, though, all of a sudden. And I don't know what you felt about Wisconsin earlier in the year, but, you know, they put the beat down on Michigan State, although they were coming off the physical battle from Ohio State. They'd been on the road a little bit. Is Wisconsin, how big of a contender is Wisconsin coming into the Shoe in a couple weeks?
As big as Ohio State will have so far. I mean, the two teams that are playing the best are obviously Ohio State and Wisconsin. I think they have separated themselves from everybody else. You know, it's the same old story. Ohio State is more talented than Wisconsin, but not that much more, where Wisconsin can't come into the Shoe and win. I mean, they're playing that good, and they're really a motivated team, which they weren't a year ago.
And so you look at this Wisconsin team, Jerry. I mean, you know, you can run the ball. They're going to play great defense. But can Jack Cohn do enough through the air against a good secondary and really a great pass rush, you think, to make a difference?
Okay, so Urban and I do this thing every week. And today, on today's big show, we're doing Wisconsin's pass offense. And we both agree with the same thing. We thought that Wisconsin would be a good team going into the season if they could throw the ball and someone stopped Jonathan Taylor, and we both knew somebody was going to stop it. I know the fans don't believe anyone's going to stop him. So 26 carries, 80 yards against Michigan State. Jack Cohn in the pass game responded incredible. And so this is probably the best offense they had. You know, they had all those draft picks last year in the offensive line. This offensive line isn't as talented, but it's playing better. Their defense guys, you know, a lot of times they have two down linemen. The defensive ends are standing up. The linebackers are obviously standing up. I think it's as hard a scheme to game plan against as there is in the Big Ten. Not as much talent as Ohio State, but certainly a major, major threat.
Yeah, and Ohio State would be a pretty darn tough team to game plan against, too, because of what Justin Fields brings to the table. And you know, we thought, Jerry, there'd be a balance here, right? It'd be Justin Fields early in his career, need some seasoning, certainly was athletic. We weren't really sure that his arm could be this good this soon, but it is. But, man, the weapon that he has with his feet, and then how smart he's been, how much Ryan Day has coached him to make the right decision to live to fight another down. I've thrown a lot out there about him, but has he exceeded what you thought he would when you guys were doing your tour before the season, what you thought Ryan Day would have in him?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. I mean, we always go to Ohio State early, and I think that's probably just design. I think the coaches want us there early when they're in shorts and T-shirts doing calisthenics. And so you never get a really good feel for him. Obviously, it's a pretty team. Everybody looks great and all that. But Justin Fields was one of the guys I walked away with not having any idea. I think what we're seeing, you know, and I said this going into the season, you know, Bob Davey followed a Hall of Fame coach in Lou Holtz, right? I was at Indiana when Mike Davis followed Bob Knight. And we know how hard that is. Urban's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Is this going to be like Lincoln Riley, or is it going to be like Mike Davis and Bob Davey? And it certainly appears like Lincoln Riley. I think there's a renewed enthusiasm. You know, young people, they want something new. Mike Yurcich, who was a GA for me at Indiana, is the quarterback coach. I thought he was a rising star way back whenever I was there. He was a young guy. You know, Greg Mass. I just think it looks like one of those seasons that all the pieces fit and they're going to have a great year. Now, the bye week scares the hell out of me that they've been reading how good they are. They listen to the three of us. All we got to do is show up. I wish they didn't really have the bye week to get all the accolades that they're probably getting from their classmates, from their parents, and from three guys like us.
No, you're very, very right on that. Jerry DiNardo with Big Ten Network on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline, breaking down Ohio State and the Big Ten. You know, looking outside of that upcoming game, and potential against Wisconsin. Is for your money, I mean, is Penn State then the third best team in the Big Ten? And then how far away are they from Wisconsin, if you believe that?
They're an offense away. So they're good enough on defense to beat anybody, including Ohio State and including Wisconsin. I don't think they play Wisconsin. But they're an offense away. You watch them against Iowa, you know, they're just not explosive enough on offense. And Wisconsin traditionally hasn't been explosive enough. But if they continue to throw the ball like they threw it last week against Iowa, they can be explosive. And we all know Ohio State's explosive. So the only thing holding Penn State back is they're not explosive offensively. But they're as good as anybody defensively. They play a few more coverages than most people. They're pressure up front. They're really talented. You know, their rep going into the season was young and fast, and those are two really good traits nowadays, because by the time you're on campus 3 years, you're old nowadays. So they're enthusiastic. They play with great energy. They can run like heck. They're just not good enough offensively yet.
All right, let's deal with Michigan for a moment here. Looked really ugly in the early part of the year, barely get by Army. Then they get this big test at Wisconsin that they fail miserably. They wind up coming back, and they get the struggle against Iowa, but it was at home. Now here we go. They're going to a top 10 team on the road, Penn State. You have any faith at all? I mean, Harbaugh's at least kept it together over the last three games. Any faith at all that this team has an upset in them?
No, I don't. I don't think anything's changed, guys. I think they're good on defense when they play a team that they have better players than. They can't hold up against a good spread team because they refuse to change. Now, they're sprinkling in a little bit of zone, but they're not going to play enough zone because they're stubborn that a good team running mesh routes from the spread are just going to have guys running free. I mean, Iowa had big plays. Notre Dame will probably have big plays, too, before they play Ohio State. So, to me, nothing's changed on defense. I don't think they have as good of players as they had last year. So, to me, step back on defense and offensively, you know, this is the third scheme they've put in. And it's just, you know, it's not there yet. You know, I mean, to be kind, I think we say let's give them time. You know, I charted all their passes going into the Illinois game. They had one pass over 20 yards in the game against Iowa. They had the most passes between 0 yards and 10 yards, and they had three or four from 10 yards to 20 yards. There's no vertical threat. There's no explosion. I'm not sure Shea Patterson's off to a fast start. I don't know that they're – I didn't think they would be better this year than last year. And I think so far that's holding true.
Is the lack of the pushing the ball down the field, Jerry, and that, is it in your mind a schematic thing, or is that, do you think, a lack of trust in Shea Patterson, or just a lack of confidence in himself to let it rip and push the ball down the field?
Well, Bobby, those are things we don't know, right? I mean, there's no way of knowing. You know, and I respect any coach that protects his players if they have a shortcoming. And so we don't know if it's a lack of confidence in a player, a lack of confidence in a coach, lack of confidence in the scheme. All I know is to line up in that formation, not really have a run threat at quarterback, and not stretch the field vertically, you might as well be in the eye. I mean, they might as well sit on everything. I mean, they've got to prove that they're going to throw it deep. I got to tell you, in Penn State this weekend in the whiteout, both teams are going to have trouble protecting. I mean, it could be a sack fest. And I think both lines are probably outmatched by the defenses. And so, you know, I don't know this week that Michigan would have time to throw the ball down the field.
We'll get a quick thought from you on Northwestern before he cut you loose. I mean, they're young. Pat's trying to do everything he can at quarterback. He started Aiden Smith with his first career start. They were in that game against Nebraska, but their offense, Jerry, is rough, man. Got a ton of running backs, but not a lot of guys can break open. They had a left tackle out against Nebraska. Their third down percentage is really garbage at this point. This seems like a pretty tough ask right now. What's Pat going to do at quarterback on Friday against Ohio State?
You know, I guess I'm the wrong guy to ask. I mean, I missed on this. I thought their offensive line was better. I really did. I watched them in camp. I watched them in early games. I thought Hunter Johnson was, you know, the real deal. I didn't think so at camp, but I liked him early. I know he was making mistakes. So I missed on Northwestern. I didn't expect them to beat Ohio State before the season, nor do I expect them to beat them this Friday night. But I thought they were going to be better than they are offensively, and they even gave up some big plays defensively, which Mike Henkel's defenses don't usually do. So, I don't know, guys. I mean, is Northwestern immune to what all young people are immune to? They went to the championship game last year. I mean, did we all forget to think that teams that have good years and have a lot of people coming back or reason to believe they think they invented the game? I mean, Northwestern, you know, because it's a private school, I mean, does that excuse them from having the big head? Maybe they're just a complacent team. Maybe last year getting to Indianapolis was a tremendous accomplishment, and maybe they came into the season fat and happy. I mean, I would have no way of knowing that, but, you know, this doesn't look like a typical Pat Fitzgerald team.
You're right. A lot of people missed on them. They were a top 25 in most lists. And now they're very young at quarterback, and they're making a ton of mistakes. And now they get to go against the beast that's Ohio State on a Friday night, however it is in Evanston. All right, Jerry, great job, buddy. We always appreciate your time. Be well.
Thanks, guys. Always appreciate being with you. Thank you.
Jerry DiNardo, Big Ten Network.